It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Hey folks, it's the Darren Copeland Experience. Just a reminder, if you missed tonight's show or any of our other shows, you can go to Audio Boom and just type in the Darren Copeland Experience. You can catch up on all the craziness that is the show right there, a bunch of episodes. Also, you can stream us live on your mobile app, just Mile High Sports mobile app on your phone or tablet, or you can listen to us on your computer. Again, www.milehighsportsradio.com. And of course, you can catch us on the air, 1340 a.m. Was that
1340?
Yeah, 1340 a.m. I forget. I get my numbers mixed up sometimes. So 1340
a.m. You're dyslexic.
We're right there. And also, if you happen to be up north sometime this week or over the weekend, pop into Juicy Burgers and Dogs and tell them the Darren Copeland Experience sent you, and you will get $2 off some of the best food you're going to eat in a long, 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 long time. Their juicy burgers and their juicy dogs are the best. They also have all kinds of great food that goes right along with it. Fried jalapenos, onion rings, tater tots, handcrafted malts and shakes. They are, without a doubt, the best hamburgers and hot dogs you're going to find in the state of Colorado. So head on up there at 9470 Grant Street, I-25 North to Thornton Parkway. Take a right to Grant, just a couple blocks down. Take a left on Grant. It's right there. They've got a big, giant food truck there with a burger painted on the side that says Big Juicy. So give them a visit. If you are a veteran or a first responder or a current military, you get 20% off your meals. If you have a child, go up there on Sundays because kids eat free on Sundays. So that's fantastic. And if you just don't want to get out of your house, you can find them on Uber Eats. Go to www.juicyburgersanddogs.com and find out where their food truck will be. And whenever you're hungry, just remember, I love Juicy.
I got the juice. I got the juice.
Broncos, Broncos.
So you know
Broncos,
who's, you know
Broncos,
who's got the juice
Broncos,
right now?
Broncos, Broncos.
You know who's got the juice right now?
Still the Las Vegas penal system, I assume.
Well, one who's never in Las Vegas. Oh, I guess it was in Las Vegas. No, he'll be getting out. Not that juice. Play along.
Okay. Is it John Elway?
It is John Elway today. John Elway signed his contract, or signed a contract. Now, here's what's weird. So Adam Schefter reported, I'd say probably around 3 o'clock, or at least that's when I heard it, that John Elway had signed a 5-year deal with the Denver Broncos that'll keep him here through the 2021 season, which is great. That contract lasts as long as Vance Joseph's contract and would be about the time we'd be signing Paxton Lynch to an extension, if not beforehand.
If. I'm just saying if.
Yeah, right. Chad Kelly could be the guy. Chad Kelly could be better
exactly
than
right.
both of them.
If he can just stop those. If he can start acting like an adult from what I've heard.
Well, he has not been going out with the guys. He's not been partying it up. He's been staying at home and working on the playbook. I mean, everyone that has been reporting out of the Valley has been saying that he so far seems to have his head set on straight. And doesn't surprise me. I mean, his dad is a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Uncle.
Oh. Okay. Well,
uncle.
His uncle's a Hall of Fame quarterback. And now he's in the NFL. I think he understands how rare and lucky he is. And he's not going to do anything to mess it up.
He went to Last Chance U.
So, yeah, maybe he learned a lesson there. Listen, I don't care what the player does off the field. I really don't. Just win on the field. Just win on the field. And if Chad Kelly proves to be a better quarterback than Paxton Lynch, then fine. That's great. But we already know that Paxton Lynch is, I mean, I think this actually sets the table for Paxton Lynch to start the quarterback, start the year at quarterback for the Broncos this year.
Well, I hope he takes it. I mean, I hope he takes it. I hope he does. I hope there's no, I really want him to, I mean, I want him to succeed. I want whoever to do it. But I think that I feel like Monkey Boy is getting a bit of a bad rap.
How? How does Simeon get a bad rap based on his terrible performance of last season?
It wasn't,
because it was everybody else's fault.
It
was, I know.
No. It was yes, and it was everybody else's fault and his. But when he had protection, when he had a healthy arm, They were 4-0, and he looked great against Cincinnati, and then he got hurt, and then he just could never get healthy because he needed to get back. I'm not saying he played great. He didn't play great.
He did nothing that – he's not a playmaker. He's Kyle Orton, but not even as good as Kyle Orton, and Kyle Orton's terrible.
I think he's better than Kyle Orton.
Based on what?
Based on how bad Kyle Orton is. I think he's better.
I don't think he's better than Kyle Orton. He's not. Trevor Siemian is not a playmaker. He's a game manager. And Denver doesn't have anybody. Now, listen, if we had a dynamic running back and a good offensive line and great tight ends and receivers, then we don't need a playmaking quarterback. But we don't. We have two pretty good receivers. That's it.
Two pretty good receivers.
That's all we got. We don't have an offensive line necessarily. We don't know what they're going to look like this year. We don't have any good running backs. We have bad running backs.
Jamal Charles?
Well, we'll see. If he's healthy, he could be great.
C.J. Anderson, when he's healthy, same thing.
C.J.'s not a good running back.
Devonta Booker?
I didn't see enough. Now, he was a rookie, and unlike a lot of other people who are ready to call rookies a bust if they don't win a, you know, MVP of the year, I think Devonta Booker could be something good. I never thought he was going to be great. CJ's had his chance. He doesn't show up in shape, or he always gets hurt. He starts the season slow. He is not a dependable great running back. He just isn't. I would cut him and go get someone else. I would have drafted another running back this year. And they did, actually, who probably will beat out CJ Anderson. I don't understand why people think CJ Anderson is a great running back.
Because he looked great when he was starting and he was healthy.
You use the word great like interchangeable with
Super Bowl
average.
Champion.
That had almost nothing to do with CJ Anderson.
Score a touchdown.
Oh, yay. Great.
He did.
Okay. From the 2-yard line.
Have you ever scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl?
Dude, I'm not the one who's trying to win a Super Bowl.
So the answer is no.
I can still judge him, and I judge him to be very average.
I'm feeling kind of judgy about a Super Bowl champion, man.
Well, He's not a great running back. He's just not. And just because he scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl does not make him a great running back. I'd let him go.
Okay.
There's no reason to keep him. He's proven – listen, we know what we get with C.J. Anderson. We know what we're going to get with Trevor Siemian.
I just feel like the Broncos are a lot closer than you're giving them credit for.
Oh, no. I think the Broncos are very close with different people in different places. I think the defense is going to be really good this year.
I think this team is close if they only had another person at every other
position. We've got people in place on this team. The problem is Gary Kubiak was too stubborn last year and refused to play the rookie. Because for some reason, he likes game manager quarterbacks. He does. Kubiak likes guys that just don't make plays.
Also, the time that he got in to start, he looked pretty terrible.
He didn't look pretty terrible. He looked okay in a system that he'd never played. I mean, here's what kills me. People are like, I'll get rid of Paxton Lynch. He's a bust.
I didn't say that either. Don't lump me in with those people.
Trevor Siemian should have won the starting job last year because he'd already been on the team for a year, had a year under his belt in that offensive system, and was used to taking snaps from under center. Paxton Lynch does not take snaps from under center. I would love it this year if our offense
in college, Monkey Boy didn't take snaps under center either.
But he did in practice during the pros. He had a year to work on taking snaps.
Yes. Correct.
Lynch did not. Lynch did not know the playbook. Lynch is a rookie in the NFL. So the fact that he did not beat out Trevor Siemian, as bad as Trevor Siemian is, does not mean that Paxton Lynch is
Trevor worse. Also beat out Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez didn't even make the team, dude. Didn't even make the team. And that probably had less to do with what Trevor Siemian did than what Sanchez didn't.
Well, the thing that I'm telling you is that he had to be much better than Mark Sanchez, because if they were even, they were going to pick Mark Sanchez.
No, Mark Sanchez was terrible, though. That's a problem.
Yeah.
He was terrible. So, yes, in practice, Trevor Siemian did better than Sanchez. I just don't understand the love for Trevor Siemian. I get it. People root for the underdog. People root for the guy who can't
I feel like he's not as bad as people say.
Back and watch the games.
No, I have, man. I have.
And then tell me what you're seeing, because He's not doing anything.
Him taking two steps and getting crushed.
Again, it's everyone else's
fault.
No,
but there was a lot of different factors that go into this, and everyone would agree to that.
There were some things that didn't go his way.
His offensive line didn't go his way. His tight ends were atrocious. He got hurt, and he was hurt the rest of the year. He had surgery at the end of the year. All I'm saying is, and the only thing I'm saying to bring up to that point is that, you know, I hope that if Paxton Lynch gets the job, that it's obvious.
No, it doesn't even need to be obvious. We need to see if this guy can play.
I understand that, but if he keeps getting beat out in practices in the only meaningful competition, then what? You know, I want the best guy.
Here's what kills me: if he keeps getting beat, he got beat out last season. It's not like this is year four of this roulette. It's one season he got beat out. One season. So if he gets beat out again this year, I still start Paxton Lynch. You got it.
Paxton Lynch's track record is so far in the pros is getting beaten out by Monkey Boy, and I get that. I get that he was young, but that's the track record. Now, I hope he gets better. Okay. I think he will. I hope he's found something, and I hope he's figured it out. I really do. Because I would like someone maybe a little bit more than Trevor Siemian. But I think that Trevor Siemian is definitely getting a raw deal in some sort because no one wants him to succeed.
No. It's not that we don't want him to succeed. He cannot succeed. He does not have the skills to be a Super Bowl winning quarterback in the NFL. He does not have it. He's not Trent Dilfer even.
Well, he's younger and he's got more.
I mean, he's just
doesn't have that passing
camp. It angers me because people have this love affair with a guy who is not a good quarterback. And if Paxton Lynch is terrible, then get rid of him too.
Do you know who else wasn't a good quarterback?
Who?
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana was great quarterback, best quarterback of all time. Don't even start with that noise.
Well, he couldn't throw it. He's undersized.
Yeah, he threw a beautiful ball. Coming out of college, people knew he could play. Coming out of college, Trevor Siemian, people are like, we'll take a flyer on him near the end of the seventh round. He's not a good quarterback, man. I hope Chad Kelly's better. We got a whole week of this.
Copeland,
woohoo!
Weeknights 8 to 10. Only on Mile High Sports.
When I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup. No, God, no. You're my.